I'm Claire Hunter. I'm a community banner maker and textile artist, and I was involved with the Processions Project as the banner advisor. Throughout the ages, text and textiles has always been used as a form of protest. I mean, even in the Bible, you have calls to fly your banner or show your banner. And through Roman times, trades guilds had banners. And then, of course, when we got into political campaigning, then there's a whole history throughout the world of people carrying their banners, both as a kind of flag of identity, but also to show solidarity. And most banners have both an image and some text, both to show who it is that is protesting and what it is that they care about. Of course, the suffragettes adopted banners as a feature of their great rallies. These weren't the kind of mostly painted banners of trade unions. These were banners that were actually made from materials that were usually in the drawing room rather than on the streets, in velvets and silks and damasks. And they were embroidered and appliqued, tasseled and fringed and made with exquisite needlework. And that was purposeful as far as the suffragettes were concerned. So what the suffragettes wanted to do was to answer their critics who said they were being desexed by being protesters, and instead actually flaunt their protests through their femininity by making these banners that were absolutely beautifully done. And what they wanted to do was to have a show of pageantry of women. And to do that, they had the services of an artist called Mary Lowndes, who had her own studio in London. And she created a banner-making guide for women. She then, in the way they organised their rallies, they organised them as a visual spectacle. You have to imagine that in those days of Victorian times, then people were used to the kind of magic of the variety theatres, to huge, big showpieces of visual splendour. So they used that by creating drifts of colours in the processions. They also had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of banners, all sorts of different banners which had different themes. So one of the themes was heroines. Another theme was actually where people came from. And other banners were slogan banners, usually in the suffragette colours of purple, green and white. So they might say, fight the good fight, or deeds, not words. People carrying their own slogans to encourage women to fight for the vote. So this was the first time that thousands and thousands of women had come out onto the streets together. I have a favourite suffragette banner. The banner that really touches my heart is one that was made for those rallies. It's a banner that has just a spray of flowers, a carnation, rose, a lily, and each of those flowers has its own symbolism. And I like it because it's its simplicity and because it captures what the suffragettes were trying to do, as I say, in terms of using their banners to be seen as women protesting. And that banner in particular is so feminine. And yet, in the same way, it's so triumphant in terms of celebrating a woman who, in her time, was rare, a woman who made her mark in a man's world.